You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your boys in the morning. What's going on around the Mile High City? Hey, here's a quick note for you. You can join Mix 100 this Saturday. It's Jody's Race, an annual event at Denver City Park to help support the Colorado Ovarian Cancer Alliance. Great event. The weather is going to be beautiful
weekend. Perfect day for this.
So you can either come out and participate or cheer on the folks who are doing it and help a really, really good cause. Get more information at jodisrace.org. Jody's Race is J-O-D-I-S race.org because, you know, you can't put an apostrophe in the URL.
Our very own Shannon Steele will be there, and she'll be hosting the event. So you can stop by and say hi to her.
I had a little note there.
A little note. Shannon's
Shannon will be there.
I do believe she is a survivor of ovarian cancer, so this is very near and dear to her.
Very good. It's a great event, and we encourage our listeners to support. What do Cirque du Soleil and Motley Crue have in common? They're both coming back to the Mile High City.
Hey, all right.
After 3 years, Cirque du Soleil is finally coming back this summer. Their traveling show is called Ovo, which, Jeremy, is Portuguese for egg.
Oh, I thought so.
The show will play in Loveland, Colorado Springs, and then pop up at Ball Arena. Tickets are on sale now. And I'm laughing about this because, you know, we've got a couple of back-to-back concerts going on this summer at Coors Field. One of them is the Lumineers, which you hear here on Mix 100. Another one is a big rock concert with a bunch of bands. One of them is Motley Crue. And the reason I bring this up is because some people have pointed out that Motley Crue made this huge deal back in 2014. It was all over the news about it was their final tour in 2014. And they signed a legal document, Jeremy, called a cessation of touring contract. In other words, they said it was legally binding. They could never go back out on the road. At the time, in 2014, Nikki Sixx of the Crue said, quote, legally, we can't play again. The only loophole is if all four band members agreed to do it, we could override our own contract, but we know that will never happen. There are people in this band who will refuse to ever do it again, and you're talking to one of them. And here's the best line. There is no amount of money that would ever make me do it again because I have such pride in how we're ending it. End quote. Tickets for Motley Crue. Because apparently the money was enough to make them do it again.
Signed off.
Isn't it about time that someone calls BS on all of the final tour
malarkey? Yeah, it is kind of funny.
That so many artists have done.
Yeah.
Like some of them are famous for it. Like Cher had something like 3 farewell tours or something.
Didn't the Stones do that a bunch too?
Maybe I don't know that the Stones have ever said.
Maybe not. I will say I watched episode 1 yesterday of Pam and Tommy, or Tommy and Pam, whatever it's called, on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's the whole backstory of Pam Anderson
and
Tommy Lee. I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm only one in, and it's different.
I would say you've
got to
get in a little deeper before you know, but I don't know if I want to say that.
And Seth Rogen's in it. He's a big character, and I don't know. I feel a little pervy and a little naughty watching it, too, you know?
Well, it's part of American pop culture.
It is, and it was big when I was in high school, and I'm like, okay, I'll bite.
Would that be considered the first really famous sex tape?
I would think so, yeah, the whole Pam and Tommy
thing. Was there
one
before
that? When
that
broke, that was like, whoa. No, because I think it was them, and then it was Paris Hilton, and then it was Kim Kardashian. Those are like the big three, right?
Yeah, the unholy trinity.
Yeah, and then Hulk Hogan's in there somewhere, too. Yeah. He had one.
I'm not a fan of comic book movies. Jeremy knows that. I think they're silly. Marvel, DC. I know. Look, I don't deny that they're super popular. I'm the weirdo. I'm the one on the island. That's fine. However, there's one exception. I'm a big, big fan of Deadpool. That's the one I like, just because it's smart-alecky, sarcastic, snarky, all of that. So there have been a couple of Deadpool movies. I've seen them both. Deadpool 3, they're making right now. Some people are worried that it will become, quote, Disney-fied now that Disney, you know, owns the Marvel Universe and is in control of everything. However, just to put your mind at ease, the writers have come out and said that the Disney people have told them, we're going to let Deadpool be Deadpool.
Good. Right on. So it'll just be a little disclaimer on it before, you know, on Disney Plus, as they've been doing with a few of the shows.
Yeah, so that'll bring in another $1 billion. Speaking of billions of dollars, they went out and surveyed a bunch of people about lottery / lotto jackpots. And 83% of people say if they ever won one of those big jackpots, they would keep it a secret. Haven't you and I talked about that we would both try to do that if we could?
I would totally keep it a secret. You'd know, because I would disappear. But
yeah. Well, then that's the other question. They turn around and they said, how much do you need to win before you can walk away from your job? How much do you need in order to quit? Because money doesn't stretch as long anymore as it used to. Like, if you, Jeremy, personally, won $1 million, there's no way you could quit your job.
No, you can't survive on
because
that for the next.
First of all, taxes are going to eat a huge chunk of that. Yeah, and then you got to pay for gas
and
everything
else. You
would
just sit comfortable knowing that at any moment you could walk out of your job if something ticked you off. You'd be like, screw this, I'm going to go find something else.
Go find something else. Anyway, they said that 50% of people claim it would take $4 million or more before they would quit.
That's
so that's
right.
that's the number, I guess. $4 million,
sounds
and
right.
Then people would walk away.
All right.
What else is trending?
Target is trending. As if anyone needed a reason to go shopping at Target. Sales, sales, sales. The big news story yesterday is Target reported last month that its profit for the fiscal first quarter tumbled 52% compared to last year. Sales of big TVs, small kitchen appliances, home goods, and clothing have all faded. They've basically tanked, leaving Target with a massive bloated inventory that they now must mark down and sell immediately before the big Christmas season starts firing up, because you know Christmas trees will be out in about 2 months or so.
Everything must go,
They are
Jeremy.
Canceling orders from suppliers, slashing prices to clear out that amassed inventory, and they're saying, we got to get all this out of here. The shifting for spending here in America, there's been a shift from, you know, investments in your home and your body during the pandemic to now travel and nights out and dinner and gas and groceries.
Yeah.
So all this other stuff, nobody's buying it. And they're saying this is going to trickle down to like Macy's and Kohl's and Walmart. So we'll see how the market reacts to all this. But hey. Go to Target, get some new pants at a discount right now.
Well, I know in just a matter of, 2 days or whatever, Target stock dropped like $100 a share or something.
It
went from like
$10
to buy
Target stock too, isn't it?
Whew.
I know.
Might be time.
Here's a list that's total crap. Esquire took the challenge of ranking all 39 Will Ferrell movies, and they did come out with the top 10, and as a Will Ferrell connoisseur, this list is crap.
What'd they put at number one?
I'll give you the top three. Anchorman, which is one. Okay. Stranger Than Fiction is two, and then Elf is at three. Then it goes down to the Lego Movie, Talladega Nights, Zoolander.
How would you rank them?
Elf would be number one.
Okay.
Anchorman would be number two.
Well, so they're close.
Close on that one. And then Step Brothers, which came in at 10, that would be number three.
Oh, okay.
Easily one of his most funny movies, Step Brothers. And then maybe
Did you not like
old
the
school.
Serious one, Stranger Than Fiction?
I don't. I don't like Will Ferrell's serious stuff. He's better with the goofy stuff. So if you want to see the whole list, it's on our Facebook.
It's one of the only times I will stomach Will Ferrell was in that movie. And you want to know why else? Because not just because it's a serious film. Soundtrack by Spoon.
Which movie?
Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, okay.
It's full of Spoon
songs. You like the
songs,
Spoon.
I believe.
The Spoon. All right. Yellowstone, the Peacock series, is trending this morning. This story says they did have a legit economic impact on the state of Montana, where it's set. Production of season 4 brought about $72 million to businesses and another $85 million to the state itself. But the locals are sick of it. They say, yeah, the money's great, but they're sick of all the wannabes who love the show and that are moving there. They said they've had an influx of all sorts of wealthy individuals looking for ranches. They want to own all these large properties. Some woman named Ginger Rice spoke to People Magazine about it, and she said, quote, highfalutin people are moving in. They don't like how busy it's got because of that show. They got all these, you know, posers walking around in cowboy hats and stuff now. pretending they work on the ranch.
That's kind of funny. Places like that, when the shows first begin, people are probably so proud, and then it takes a little while, and they go, wait a minute, maybe
everyone's here now. Yeah, this is crap. This is funny. This is going to make me want to smell my wife's fingers. Velveeta has launched a new cheese-scented nail polish, you guys. It's called Velveeta Pinkies Out Polish. It includes a cheese-scented red and yellow nail polish duo for $15. To be clear, it just smells like Velveeta. It's not actually made with it, so don't eat your nail polish, okay? Don't be sticking your tongue in it thinking it's going to taste like cheese, because it's not. And then speaking of eating things, here's your Fat America real quick. The Wendy's Frosty has now moved over to Strawberry Land. Strawberry Frosties are now available nationwide for a limited time. The bad news, to make room, I guess they only have two handles on the Frosty pump. They had to stop selling vanilla Frosties for now. So Strawberry took over for vanilla, and then the classic chocolate is still there. No word yet on if you can dip your fries in them.
You certainly couldn't have replaced the chocolate.
No, the chocolate's iconic.
By the way, if you had, you know, to choose between vanilla and strawberry, which one are you going?
Strawberry. Vanilla's too vanilla. I will never order vanilla anything. It's boring.
I like vanilla.
It's boring and plain.
I like vanilla. But strawberry to me is, I feel like that's for four-year-olds.
Did you just call me a four-year-old?
No. Well, yes.
In a way, I called you boring and plain, so.
Yeah, many times I've called you a four-year-old, but.
Vanilla is purely a delivery device for toppings. Hot fudge, nuts, strawberry syrup. It's a base for flavor.
You're talking about vanilla?
Vanilla, yeah. Vanilla's a base. They add chocolate to it to make it delicious.
It's like the candles that I get. I get vanilla-flavored candles.
Get that, man. Zazz up Gretchen, your life a little bit.
Gretchen made me a candle yesterday.
Did she?
And it's vanilla flavored.
Oh, God. I don't get it. I don't get it. I never will. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is pretty cute. It's a link to an unlikely TikTok star. It's a 99-year-old guy named Jake Larson. He joined the National Guard at 15. He was at Normandy on D-Day.
Wow.
He was just back for the 78th anniversary on Monday. Anyway, his granddaughter started a TikTok channel for this guy, and he tells stories from the war and stories from his past. And
that's excellent.
It's the coolest TikTok page ever. I love this little old guy. So I posted a link to it on our Facebook page. Take a little time today to check it out. It's great. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.